This is Justin with a quick note before today's episode. Beyond the Uniform is committed to helping military veterans succeed in their civilian career. In order to further our mission, we're launching a 2018 pledge drive. But rather than asking for donations, we're asking for reviews. If you have benefited from this show, please pay it forward by leaving us a positive review on Apple Podcast. There's a link in every episode's show notes, or just Google Apple Podcasts Beyond the Uniform, and it's the number one link. Our goal between now and December 31st is to get to 150 reviews. As a way of saying thank you, we're going to pick our favorite review and send you a free copy of every Beyond the Uniform publication. That's Veterans in Consulting and Veterans at Goldman Sachs, two soft cover books, as well as printouts of our five ebooks. More importantly, your review will help us get this show in front of more members of the armed forces and military veterans. Thanks and enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and my goal is to help military veterans succeed in their civilian career. Today is episode number 218 with Steve Staniluk.
And not only are the prescribed medications addictive, you build up a tolerance, so you have to keep increasing your dosage on it. And they destroy your liver, your pancreas, your other organs. CBD doesn't, you don't build up a tolerance to CBD. So once you find the dose that works for you, you're good. You know, you just stay with that.
Well, as many of you may be aware, there is a major problem in the military veteran community around over-medication, suicide, and drug dependencies. Well, my guest today, Steve, is addressing this problem. While in the Marine Corps, Steve realized this epidemic, which led him to start Warfighter Hemp. In this episode, we talk about the legally approved non-psychoactive CBD oil that his company sells. While CBD oil helps with anxiety and pain, it is non-addictive, and it does not build up a tolerance in one's body like many drugs do. Additionally, we talk about starting a company while having a full-time job. Steve is currently an airline pilot. Steve gives 50% of the proceeds of Warfighter Hemp back to military charities, and he is offering Beyond the Uniform listeners a 50% discount on Warfighter Hemp products when you use the link in the show notes, which is warfighterhemp.com/BTU. That's only available in November 2018. This episode is going live at the start of November, so I encourage you to check it out and check out Warfighter Hemp. As always at Beyond the Uniform, in the show notes for this episode, you'll find links to everything we discuss. You will find a link to that offer, and you'll find other great episodes like this in addition to our coaching program, which is subsidized coaching to help you figure out your next career move. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Steve. Joining me today in Alexandria, Virginia, is Steve Staniluk. Steve, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thank you.
So for
glad to be here. For
listeners, I wanted to give a quick bio on Steve. After returning from a ground combat tour in Iraq with the Marine Corps, Steve spent the following year working wounded issues, primarily in the National Capital Region at Walter Reed and Bethesda. Steve was so troubled by what he perceived as the over-medication of service members and veterans that it led him to founding an all-volunteer nonprofit with the mission of addressing the myriad problems of what he believed would become long-term crises. Unfortunately, his fears materialized, and today's veterans suffer one of the highest suicide rates on record. Steve founded Warfighter Hemp based on what he learned from wounded warfighters he has befriended over the past decade. He currently serves as an unpaid consultant for Warfighter Hemp, a veteran-founded and run business that provides CBD to the veteran community. He retired from the Marine Corps Reserves as a lieutenant colonel in 2014. His wife, Valerie, still serves on active duty in the Marine Corps in the National Capital Region and was recently promoted to the rank of full colonel. So, Steve, maybe to start things off, could you go into a little bit more detail about the genesis of Warfighter Hemp?
Sure. So as you said in the intro, I worked one of my last jobs in the Marine Corps with wounded issues. here in D.C. and spent a lot of time at Walter Reed and Bethesda. And I also traveled around quite a bit and visited folks at different VA hospitals, Brooke County Medical Center, another place, and then individually at their own homes at times as well. And I mean, one of the things that was really obvious was that we were turning young men and women into junkies, just treating the problems with pills in a lot of ways. And, you know, at the time, this was more than 10 years ago, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a problem, a big problem down the road. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, sadly, that's come to be. So after I got out, I worked, you know, in a nonprofit area too. I'm an airline pilot by profession, so I have time when I'm on layovers in different places around the world where I'm not too occupied, and just started thinking of different ways to address the problem. And one of the things I learned, you know, dealing with wounded veterans over the years was that quite a few of them were self-medicating with cannabis. And I've never been a pro marijuana guy myself. I can't go near it because of my profession. And, you know, as an officer in the military, anyone in the military, you know, you're not just something that's, you know, not something that you can go near. But at the same time, you know, seeing that, you know, it was actually seemed to be working for a lot of these guys. So I started researching it more and delving into it, and discovered that there's so cannabis is like the overall umbrella. So one arm of cannabis would be marijuana and the other arm would be hemp. And it turns out that hemp is more the compound CBD is more prevalent in hemp than it is in marijuana. Marijuana is more widely known for THC and the psychoactive reaction that people have when they use it, and that it gets them high. And it seemed, you know, my opinion is that the medicinal, there are medicinal purposes or uses for THC as well, but the real meat of the medicinal component of cannabis is found in CBD and some of the other cannabinoids, CBN, CBG, that they're still discovering, actually. And thought, well, maybe there's something to this. And it's legal. If it's derived from industrial hemp, which is legal under the 2014 Farm Act, and it contains less than 0.3% THC, it's a legal product. So long story short, through the Marine Corps Mafia and friends that I've made over the years and whatnot, I got an introduction to the largest industrial hemp farm in the country, which is located just north of Denver, and went out there and made a pitch to the owners, the partners. They were very receptive. They recognized that this could benefit veterans quite a bit, and they they were sold. And we started up Warfighter Consulting as a vehicle to help educate and promote and sell CBD to the veteran community and others, but primarily to the veteran community.
This is great, and I'm on your website, which I'll include for listeners in the show notes, and I'm seeing that 50% of, by the way, great packaging. You've got you've got the photo here of your packaging. I think you guys have a great logo, and it's a cool name. But I'm seeing that 50% of your profits go back to veterans. Could you share a little bit more about kind of the charity aspect of this, or the philanthropic aspect?
Yeah. I mean, that's the primary purpose behind this was to give back to the community. So we settled on that number, 50%. The partners at the farm liked it. for that reason, they give us a very, very, we have an exclusive partnership with them, and we get a very good rate for the product. We do the packaging and the labeling, the logos and all that. And so we try to target charities that come to us from our customers, actually. In fact, I just, I'm just getting ready to write a grant to a organization that is helping a veteran go through hyperbaric therapy in Nevada right now. So, you know, we have a pretty good back and forth with our customers through our Facebook page, and they pretty much do the vetting for the organizations that we want to support. And, you know, obviously we'll do our due diligence to make sure that they are an IRS 501c3 and are in good standing and all that good stuff. But that's go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it was funny because, so I'm based over here in Denver, Colorado. You can't go too far without seeing a dispensary. So I'm, you know, somewhat familiar with the industry and somewhat familiar with CBD. But it was actually last week at my wife's birthday party, one of my friends there was talking about him. He uses CBD oil, and I'd not really known much about it before then. And I'd love kind of your sense on this. What he was saying is he liked it because it's a great relaxant. It's a great way to it helps him with anxiety and stress, and it helps him just physically relax. But it doesn't have, as you had said earlier, it doesn't have the psychoactive component that marijuana is known for. So it's not like you cannot operate heavy machinery. It's not like you can't drive. It's not like you can't go to work. It is not much different than taking trying to think of a relevant example, like a Claritin or something like that. And I'm just kind of curious, is that...
Without the side effects.
Yeah, without the side effects. I'm just kind of curious, does that kind of match your experience of how people experience this?
Yes, but it's far more than that, too. A good chunk of our users, probably 60%, use it for anxiety, PTSD. Mm. But there's a myriad of other applications for it. It's lowers blood pressure for people. It's we've had people that were diabetic who are no longer diabetic from taking the CBD. There's we've got a half dozen people who are taking it who are cancer patients, taking it both as an anti-nausea, and some are taking it as a potential. Taking it as a potential cure. There's been, even though the government frowns on cannabis and marijuana in particular, the National Cancer Institute, National Institute of Health, have done scores of studies on it and its efficacy in fighting cancer. So there's a whole array of uses for it. It's almost too good to be true, you know, and in some ways it is, you know, because it's so unstudied still, not to the degree that it needs to be. It's, the business is sort of the wild, wild west out there. So if you go and you said you're in Denver and you go in to a dispensary, you know, you may be getting a good product or you may not, you know, I mean, it's really, really kind of, got to do your research and try different brands and, see what works. A lot of the hemp that CBD is derived from isn't grown in the U.S. Ours is all U.S. grown, 100% organic, but most of it comes from China or Eastern Europe, where they can grow it. Farmers, it's going to change. It is changing, but farmers here in the U.S. are reluctant to grow it because they can't get crop insurance for it. So, I mean, we're blessed that we're tied to the largest hemp farm in the country.
And for, you know, listeners who may be thinking of
CBD's cousin. It's and maybe picturing taking this with a fat blunt or rolling a joint. I just want to paint the picture in advance of you going to the website. You know, most of the things I'm looking at are a tincture, which we'll talk about in a second. There are patches, there are vape cartridges, there are capsules, there are patches, there is even a honey that CBD full spectrum clover honey. Could you talk a little bit about the tincture or just kind of how most people utilize CBD?
Yeah, the tincture is the most common way to use it. It's got the best absorption into your bloodstream. You take it, the bottles that we sell are 30 milliliters, and the daily dose is 1 milliliter a day. We have strengths ranging from 300 milligrams of CBD per bottle up to 4,500 milligrams per bottle. And, you know, the higher your pain level or for cancer patients, the recommended dose is 15 bottles of the 4,500 over a 3-month period. And that's using the, NCI studies that I read, but the way to take it is 1 milliliter a day. You put it under your tongue, you hold it under your tongue for 30 seconds or so, and then swallow it. You know, some people split it, you know, half a milliliter in the morning, half in the evening. You know, it's really personal preference on that. But, you know, I tell people give it at least 2 weeks, you know, and if you're trying it for the first time, you might want to, you know, if you're looking at, hey, I'm going to try the 900, you might want to bump it up to the 1500 because it's better to start strong and know whether it works or not. And then you can taper it down from there after a couple of weeks than it is to go too low and say, oh, it doesn't really help. You know, well, maybe you're not using strong enough a dose is what the issue is.
And
Go ahead. So we know that it's expensive. We do offer a 25% discount to veterans.
I was just going to mention that. Yep.
So we try to keep the cost down for veterans. Hopefully, you know, as we continue to grow, that discount's going to go up to, 50%, maybe more. But we're not there yet. But we run specials, you know, on a regular basis too, you know, try to get people that are just hesitant because of the price to give them an opportunity to at least try it. Because it really is such a more healthy alternative than the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way that I understand this, and you know, you were alluding to the addiction epidemic, which I know just a very little about, but it seems to me that a lot of the opioid-based drugs that people are prescribed or other drugs can be exceptionally addictive, and that's not a reflection on anyone's willpower. It's not a reflection on anyone's personal character. It's just the drugs that you are being prescribed by a doctor have a high likelihood that you'll become dependent on them. And it seems like one of the major advantages.
And not only are the prescribed medications addictive, you build up a tolerance, so you have to keep increasing your dosage on it. And they destroy your liver, your pancreas, your other organs. CBD doesn't, you don't build up a tolerance to CBD. So once you find the dose that works for you, you're good. You know, you just stay with that.
It does seem like one of those things that is too good to be true, because you're talking about the adverse effect of this is minimal to non-existent. Chance of addiction seems trivial or non-existent.
Zero.
And yeah. Tolerance is zero. And on top of that, it's, you know, potentially good for blood pressure and diabetes and cancer treatment. So all of these benefits and little to no of the offsets. Why isn't this, I mean, this, when you hear of something like this, it's like, man, why isn't the government, or why is it the VA? Like, why aren't they shouting from the rooftops about this as an incredible solution? Do you have any thoughts on why this isn't more pervasive, especially in the veteran community?
Well, I think there's, you know, a number of companies in the pharmaceutical industry that are not crazy about it, because it's something that could replace them in a lot of cases. The FDA just did approve last month a CBD drug for an Epidiolex, I believe it's called, and it's for anti-seizures. FDA approved is the exact same thing as our 3,000 milligram CBD, and it's 10 times the price. Our 3,000 milligram sells for $200 a bottle. They're going to sell it for $2,000.
It's unbelievable.
It's the exact same thing.
That's unbelievable. And I did want to ask you just a couple questions, because I know that many of our listeners are on active duty. They think of starting a company. They think of doing this. Could you first talk about, you know, you mentioned you are an airline pilot. Like, that is your day job. You were doing warfighter hemp, like you said, on layovers. And could you just speak to what that's like of growing an organization while at the same time having a full-time job?
So number one thing, you got to find something that you're passionate about. So I'm very, you can probably tell already that I'm real passionate about CBD and how many lives I've seen it change. So that's number one. Number two, you know, you got to keep a balance. You know, I've got a family and two young kids. So I try to keep, you know, keep them in the focus when I'm at home. And find times when I'm alone where I can focus on the business, really. And then three, you know, you got to find good people to help support the mission that you're doing. So I've been fortunate and have been successful in meeting all three of those tickers so far on this.
That's great. And then for anyone thinking of starting their own company, any other advice? It sounds like a couple of things you just mentioned was having boundaries or balance in what you want from, you know, your family life, and not letting the mm-hmm. startup creep into that. And another one is having a good team around you and people that you can rely on and trust. Any other advice as people think of starting their own company?
If you can do it without investing any of your own money in it, that's the way to go. It's hard to do, but, you know, it can be done.
That's awesome. And
it's definitely not worth mortgaging the house on. You know, so many startup businesses go under. You know, it's just not worth.
How did you do that? You know, it sounds like you had this idea. You flew to Colorado. You were able to make a great partnership. And how did you did you wait for like the first order before you purchased it, or how did you bankroll this at the starting point?
So we didn't invest any money, barely any money at all, in getting this thing going. Just a little bit for the website to, get the logo, pay for the labeling for the bottles. And that was about it. So it wasn't much, less than $10,000. And then, we didn't have to pay for the product until we got rolling and, had the money to pay for the product, you know, later.
That's awesome. And what do you think is next for Warfighter Hemp in the next, let's say, the next year?
Well, I hope that we're able to continue to grow. The 2014 Farm Bill I mentioned is up for renewal in 2018. Now that the Kavanaugh stuff is out of the way, Congress might get around to actually voting on it And it's supposed to, knock on wood, barring any changes, provide full clarity for the legal status of CBD derived from industrial hemp. And once that passes, then advertising is going to open up. So we'll be able to, we don't have a lot of money for advertising, but we'll be able to start placing ads in magazines or on radio, eventually on TV.
Awesome. And if listeners, you know, beyond their personal use, I'm actually, I need to submit my DD-214. I was filling this out while you were talking. I need to submit my DD-214 so I can get that 25% discount, but I'm going to give this a try. But beyond listeners giving this a try themselves, if they're really energized about the work you're doing, how can they support you and the Warfighter Hemp and what you're doing?
Well, for your, why don't we do a promo code for your listeners, Justin?
Yeah, that would be great.
I'll let you come up with the name or the promo code. Do you want to name it after your show or something shorter?
I'll add this into the intro to the show, but if possible, we'll go with just the abbreviation for Beyond the Uniform, BTU. Also, okay. The abbreviation for British Thermal Units, but I'm trying to fight that on the Google ranking to get higher.
Yeah. So let's do a 50% discount until the end of the month for your listeners.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So for listeners, I'll add that in the show notes. But if you take if you make the move in the next month, 50% off, which is a great way to try this. And as a reminder, you know, it is nice to receive a financial discount, but as a reminder, half of their profit is going to support the military veteran community. So it is money going towards a good cause. Any other way that they can support you in the work that you're doing?
You know, go to our Facebook group. It's Warfighter Hemp Info Group. And there's a ton of information shared by our users there, and you can really, really learn a lot. There was a post today, and I can email it to you later if you want. But a lady, she sent me a text message last night, and she said her mother is 83 years old. She's got fibromyalgia. She's got very poor, a lot of pain, and very poor circulation in her lower extremities, and she used the lotion, and she used it on one leg. And then after four minutes, she took a picture of her left leg and her right leg. And the difference was just, you know, phenomenal. I mean, one looked like a leg of an African American and one of a Swede, you know, it was just unbelievable. The contrast. And then, you know, she didn't just put it on one leg of her mother's, and she went and did it on the other leg too. But she said all the pain was gone and she felt great. So and that's another, fibromyalgia is another huge issue that CBD can help with. That's for the topical, the lotion. The tincture, not so much. It will help with the pain, but I think the topical is the way to go with that.
Awesome. Well, I always like to keep the last question open-ended, which is, you answered a lot of my questions and gave a lot of great information to the listeners. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to make sure that listeners know before we wrap up?
No, you've got motivated listeners who will write their congresspeople, you know, write them and ask them to vote for the 2018 Hemp Act. So this is, you know, this can come fully out of the closet, you know, and be available to everybody, and the stigma will dissipate more.
Awesome. Well, I know that this is something that you are doing in nights and weekends and layovers and all of the effort and passion that you've put into this to benefit the veteran community. I really appreciate that. And I also appreciate your joining us on Beyond the Uniform and sharing your story.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond the Uniform. There are over 200 free episodes at beyondtheuniform.io. They're classified by the industry of focus, the functional role the person plays, and more. Beyond the Uniform is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Justin Asiri. Our director of outreach, responsible for sponsorship and guest episodes, is Steve Bain. Our editor, responsible for the show notes and text transcripts for all episodes, is Kathleen Dillon. Our data analytics and insights advisor is Andrew Woolridge. If you are enjoying Beyond the Uniform, you can help us out by telling your veterans and friends in the military about this free resource. There is more information on the website about how you can sponsor an episode or donate to our program to help us grow the work that we're doing. Be sure to check out the coaching section of beyondtheuniform.io, where you can be paired with professional, subsidized coaches to help you figure out your next career move. You can sign up for our newsletter to be up to date on the latest happenings at Beyond the Uniform. And in each show notes section, there is a link to audible.com, which is providing a free audiobook of your choice to Beyond the Uniform listeners. You get a free book of your choosing, and Beyond the Uniform gets $15 to subsidize the cost of the show, regardless of whether you continue with audible.com or not. Check that out and more in the show notes for this episode. Keep the feedback coming. Let me know what resources would help you in your career, and we'll do our best to make that happen. Take care, be safe, and I'll be back next week with more interviews with military veterans about their civilian career.